Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sales Intel Show, the Pipeline Pioneers, the show dedicated to generate or help the practitioners, the leaders, generate the most optimal pipeline for their business, because revenue pipeline is a heart and blood of any company. And at Sales Intel, we believe that pipeline generation is a team sport. It's not just the marketing responsibility or the BDR responsibility, right? So with that, welcome Katie Penner from Sendoso on the show. Katie, welcome to the show. Please tell the audience about yourself and how does your role, or in your role, you contribute to the pipeline generation for Sendoso.
Absolutely. So yes, hi everybody. My name is Katie Penner. I am the head of center relations at Sendoso, which means that I'm responsible for acting as our chief evangelist and creating evangelism both internally and externally. I'm in charge of our social media presence on LinkedIn, as well as our Sendfluencer program, which is us partnering with brilliant creators to really spread the word about our product even further. And all of that helps us to establish our brand and ensure that when people think about gifting in business, they immediately go to Sendoso. And these things also help us reach broader audiences than we previously had access to. And our ultimate goal here is to be, again, that first to come to mind when buyers are ready to buy. And I think we've done an awesome job with brand presence here. I also help train our customers on how to effectively utilize gifting as part of their sales and sales development processes. And this obviously helps with customer satisfaction and upsell efforts eventually. And I also come up with creative direct marketing programs. Most recently, I created a field marketer survival kit, and we sent it out to about 100 field marketers to show them how Sendoso could help them in their role. And those creative gifts really drive a ton of pipeline for us and are a more immediate way to drive pipeline and revenue in my role.
This is very, very creative. So while you're not leading the BDR team or the marketing team, indirectly you're supporting all with all these initiatives, Sendoso's brand and Sendoso's pipeline generation. Very, very creative, Katie. Katie, last year was hard, right? A lot of us were struggling to generate the pipeline efficiently, and we made so many mistakes along the way. What is one mistake that you would highlight from last year, and what was the lesson learned that you would share with the audience?
Oh gosh, such a good question. And yes, it was a hard year all around. I think in my role specifically, right, when we're talking about organic social efforts, they're notoriously really hard to track. From a brand standpoint, you have LinkedIn analytics, which only get you so far. And I could see how we were stacking up to our competitors when it came to, you know, follower count, number of engagements and such, but I couldn't really directly correlate that to pipeline or revenue effectively. So we now have a spot on our demo request and PLG signup form for how'd you hear about us. But of course, some of that attribution for organic social naturally got lost, and there was no campaign history that tied to organic social. It was hard for us to trust that it was working from these more vanity metrics versus actual tangible, trackable data saying this person saw the Sendoso playbook that was posted to LinkedIn, and that's what encouraged them to sign up for a demo, right? So because of this, it's hard to get executive buy-in when the top priority for all companies right now is this immediate pipeline production. And coming from a sales background where I always had the ability to tie my efforts to direct pipeline and revenue numbers, transitioning into this marketing role with these problems was extremely difficult. So I had to learn how to explain social media and the long-term effects of brand presence to executives. And I had to explain that buyers are simply operating differently these days and why we need to and how we can evolve for that. You know, buyers today aren't trusting paid ads at face value anymore. They're going to their trusted communities and asking what solutions can help with the problems that they're facing. Most businesses experience closing ratios of 10 to 30% from other lead sources, while referral-based sales usually close at 50 to 70%. So how can we get more people talking about us and championing our brand, right? So all of those things and kind of making the case for social and why it's important. I think we're big kind of bumps in the road that we had to overcome last year.
Got it. So attribution is the key, right?
Yes. Yes.
How do you track the result based on all the signals that you're getting out there for the branding?
Absolutely.
That's great. So 2024, we are here, right? Year is racing by. We all are experimenting, you know, something new. For me, this is new, you know, hosting a podcast and bringing the practitioners, the leaders, and the executives on this podcast to figure out what are the creative ways of generating pipeline. So tell me one of your new experiment for 2024 that you're excited about.
Yeah, so we're experimenting with influencer marketing with our Sendfluencer program. You know, we've partnered with these brilliant creators and, you know, we're really going about influencer marketing in a new and exciting way. You know, traditionally, influencer marketing has been very transactional. It's, you know, hey, I'll pay you X amount to post this exact script. We are essentially building a community of creators and saying, hey, you can post about anything you want about Sendo. So we'll give you a free account with money loaded into it. We want you to champion our brands and we want it to be authentic, right? So it's very different and we're playing with that. And I think on a broader scale, as an organization, we're prioritizing relationships and community. We're taking this more strategic and authentic approach to how we go to market and what we're all about. We're sharing learnings publicly, getting our team and our executives to be more vulnerable and therefore more trustworthy on LinkedIn, right? We're meeting our buyers where we are and creating champions of our brand with the Sendfluencer program and just organically, because we aren't just walking the walk, we're truly talking the talk and prioritizing the humans that we want to sell to, right? We're acting as advisors, providing value up front so that when they're ready to buy, again, we're the first to come to mind, right? So I think it's just truly kind of this pivot into a more organic and authentic approach. And we're seeing that pay off in dividends.
That's great. Katie, do you have a number of influencers as a goal? Or what's a KPI or what's a metric that you measure? Let's say today is like December 31st, you look back and say, this program was successful because KPI number 1, 2, and 3, because I'm curious to see how are you gauging, A, how are you executing on the, more importantly, how are you gauging the success of the influencer network?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So most influencer marketing programs are just for brand visibility, right? So they look at things like number of impressions, things like that. And while our Sendfluencer program does provide that, which is amazing, and we are thankful for that, we actually wanted to be able to tie this program to revenue. So we wanted pipeline, right? We wanted introductions to people in their communities that maybe we didn't know, right? Because warm introductions are likely, way more likely to close, as we talked about earlier. So we actually work out deals with every individual influencer, but each of them is tied to a S1 number. So a qualified opportunity number per month that they bring in through their unique UTM links that we provide them. We also are about to get Bronto, which is a Comsor product, which will help us to get insights into their network, because a lot of these creators, yes, have tens of thousands of connections, but we have no way of telling, okay, is this person actually friends with this person or is this just a random connection? So Bronto is going to help us kind of bridge that gap and say, okay, sales, yeah, here are all of these creators' actual really tight connections that we can probably get a great intro from. And we're going to have our sales org and our Sendfluencer team work together really, really tightly to facilitate those intros. So we're really excited about that. That is going to be happening probably in March. And I'm really excited to see all of the S1s that we get from this program.
Perfect. Perfect metrics. Everything tied back to revenue. I love it. So Katie, we're going to have a little fun exercise here, right?
Okay.
I'm going to share my screen. Let's see. So let me just give you a quick, Katie, overview. So you have 100 pennies here, right? Each of this coin is worth 10 pennies. And you have to make the bets. You have to make the investments in all these different led growths, right? Product-led growth, sales-led growth, partnership-led growth, brand-led growth, event-led growth, how would you distribute your 100 pennies to generate the most optimal output or the most optimal pipeline for Sendoso?
Ooh, okay. This is good. Let me look at this really quick.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where am I spending my pennies? Okay, so first of all, I want to prioritize customer-led growth. I want to put 2 pennies in there to start.
Perfect. So you have 20 pennies on this. That's 2 coins on customer-led.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have 2 coins there, and I'll tell you why, right? We talked about this already, but with referral-based sales closing at 50 to 70%, right? I want to invest a higher amount of pennies there. Second thing I want to add money to is product-led growth. So PLG, right? I want to do 2 pennies into PLG because we are seeing the rise of a self-directed buyer, right? So allowing them to play around in your product is a great way to lower those barriers. So I want to prioritize that. People want to be able to make their own choices. Typically, your buyers already have their mind made up about your product before you even ever hear from them. So definitely want to prioritize that. Now, of course, I will put a 1 penny into sales-led growth.
Yep.
Of course, we want some sales outreach. I'll also put 1 into marketing-led growth for paid ads, things like that. Sure. Yep. Community-led, absolutely. Let's put a penny there. Yep. Partnerships, we'll put a penny there. Yep. we'll put a penny into brand-led as well. Now, organic, the reason I'm only placing 1 penny here is because you shouldn't have to spend a lot of money on organic social, right? If you've done the work building relationships and building these real authentic connections, people should organically want to support you and your brand. So that is why I'm not putting all of my pennies into brand-led growth, because it shouldn't require a lot of pennies. And then finally, we are going to put 1 on event-led growth. Now, that comes with a caveat, though. I do not think that we should be focusing on event booths. Event booths are interesting, but we are seeing a shift towards outside events, right? At things like B2BMX, for example, we are hosting an event in our office, way more strategic. We get people in our office, in our territory, talking about real things, right? So I think, yes, events are great, but thinking about them differently and being a little more creative about the events that you're participating in and what you're doing for, as your brand is the way to go this year.
Yeah, so. Makes sense. Not just, you know, pay for the booth and hope that people are going to come by your booth, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, booths have just gotten kind of stale. People are coming by your booth to get whatever swag you have. And, you know, they're going to ignore your outreach just like you, everyone else that's reaching out to them. So if you can provide a unique experience, right, maybe rent out the coffee shop down the street and invite your target buyers to come by and get some coffee, right? It's just, it provides for a way more unique experience for the buyer.
Makes sense. Kitty, here are your results as they show side by side with the community's results. Is there anything in here that surprises you?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, traditionally a lot of companies rely on just sales-led and marketing-led growth. But I think, you know, as we continue on with this self-directed buyer, we are going to see a lot more companies lean into PLG. And, you know, if you have a company that doesn't offer a PLG, or you cannot offer a PLG offering, rather, lean into a self-directed demo on your website, right? Things like that, that just lower the barriers for these customers or prospects, right? And also customer-led, right? Those referrals closing at a 50 to 70% rate, we need to start prioritizing referrals and warming up the community and creating champions. So this doesn't surprise me, but I do think that as the self-directed buyer becomes more and more prominent, we're going to see more and more companies kind of focused in the areas that we talked about today.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. In the world that we live in, everybody wants to finish their buyer's journey, you know, on their own terms, at their own time, and then engage with more of an advisors, right? More of a of an experts than with the vendor and the client relationship.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. And like I said again, this was such a fun activity, and I'm excited to see where our approach gets us in 2024. We're excited.
Yep, same here.